Thanks for calling XPO. My name is Winston. How can I assist today?
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm a tech, and I just need some assistance with the work order.
All right, Alex. Can I finish notating this other order, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
Sí, estoy comiendo con esos dos. Ni siquiera.
All right, Alex. Alex,
Hello.
I'm ready.
Hey,
Yes.
sorry.
You okay?
1 second, let me get pull up this work order.
All right.
All right, I'm are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I got 0785 E as in Echo, 4 B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha.
075E. I didn't get all of that. I'm sorry, Alex.
Oh, you're good. It's 0785E4BA. What's that?
All right.
Okay, so this is.
Kara Jacobson.
Yeah, correct.
All right, what happened? What's going on now? How can I assist?
So this is our second time out here. When we came the first time, all we knew that we were doing was hooking up a gas line to a dryer.
Yes.
But that wasn't the case. When we came, the washer and dryer were stacked in her living room and just waiting there for us to do the whole install. So we brought them into the room and had to do the whole install, but apparently there was reported damage from the people who delivered and stacked the unit. And so she got replacement pieces. And well, the door frame that she has is kind of small. Like, I measure it about, like, up to my waist. You know, I didn't think about going lower, you know, because, you know, if it's at my waist, let's say 29 inches, I figured it'd be 29 inches lower, too, you know?
Yes.
But that's not the case. It's, like, a little smaller as it goes down. It's, like, not even. So, like, pulling them even through there would damage the units.
So is that why they're stacked in the living room?
They're not. We pulled them out because she's getting replacements, and we have the replacements with us. It's just we're worried about damaging those, and either way, we wouldn't be able to install them because the washer, where the drain line goes,
mm-hmm.
She has a pump, apparently, that sucks that water out when there's water in there. That's the first time I'm hearing about it. But it's not ready yet, and so we wouldn't be able to test the unit or even hook it up.
Okay.
And we can't hook up the dryer and leave, you know, the unit there because they're stacked.
They're stackables.
So it'd be in the room. Yeah.
Okay. So plain and simple, her doorway and the way to the room where they're supposed to be installed is just it gets slimmer and it will damage the units as you go down or you enter the room. And her drain, I mean, basically the site is just not ready.
Yeah, pretty much. But it sucks because she's been, like, dealing with this for a while now.
She has done. Does the customer understand that the units that she's picking out are just too big? At some point, it's either you're gonna pick smaller units, or are you gonna live with the damages that's gonna happen when you go ahead and carry it in? And
she understands that, and
okay.
She's willing to, like, get new units that are smaller. And
mm-hmm.
wait for them. We just were wondering, are we allowed to take the new units that we brought out,
mm-hmm.
or we have to leave them?
That depends. That's a good question. So the ones that you are replacing, that means that you would have to take those if you leave those.
Are we allowed to take both back?
That's the good question. I don't see a hallway, though. Why would you, a hallway is not on this order.
Yeah, correct. So, like, the ones that we're taking out right now, they're new. It's just
okay.
They became damaged. And they're she got upgraded to new ones and got money back from Best Buy for the whole ordeal that's been going on and her waiting and the hassle and all that stuff. But she's willing to, like, wait for smaller compact units. It's just the store didn't have any when she got these other replacement ones. So they just sent these out and gave her the discount and all that stuff. So I guess that's a thing for her to figure out with Best Buy. But the only thing we need to figure out is if we can take both sets back to the store.
Okay, Alex. Do you is there room on your truck for all four of those?
Well, even if there wasn't, we could. I'd definitely come back and grab them. That's not an issue, but we can make it work.
Okay. Let me I don't feel like talking to the customer, but I got to. I'm finna reach out to the. You okay? You ain't did nothing wrong, Alex. You did everything by the book. I'm finna go ahead and reach out to the customer and confirm the whole situation. Then I'll reach out to the DOD. Just give me a second.
No worries, man. Thank you.